This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, host of the Bart Winkler Show on 105.7 FM The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, Bart Winkler. Bart, how you been, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. I realize that I think I'm a NASCAR fan now. I never watched this stuff, but I've watched every race the last 7 days. I'm a big Xfinity race fan. There's a truck series on tonight. I'm watching racing like we haven't had sports in 2 months, Bill.
I said all along that if NASCAR, who has the ability to socially distance itself, when they came back, they'd have a captive audience, and people suddenly would become NASCAR fans just because of the commentary. Because although I will say some of the when Jeff Gordon goes to some of the guys in the car, you'd like to have a few guys that are a little bit more appealing to listen to than some of the jerks that they've had on. But that being said, that's just being serious. I mean, there's a couple of times it sounded like they just didn't want to talk at all. And it's like, guys, you have to understand.
Well, they're in the middle of a race.
These were during cautions. Wasn't necessarily like they were, you know, coming around the last lap and down the front stretch. And all next thing you know, you got a guy going, hey, can you tell us what it's like to be in a lead? None of that. But that being said, I thought, you know, it's you get a captive audience like this, their numbers are going up, their ratings are good, they're going to garner a lot of fans through this right now, and they're going to kind of, I'm not going to say when baseball or basketball comes back that they're going to steal fans, but I think that they're going to steal a little bit of that viewership, don't you?
You know, I think, yeah, the first race back was really good. Some of these other ones have leveled off, but they're still drawing people that, you know, Monday night, last night, sports-wise, for live sports content, it was that or wrestling or The Rock has some game show on NBC. I mean, when it should be NBA playoffs and, you know, MLB, it's very barren right now. So, yeah, it's not that I've been like NASCAR stupid, but I never sat down and really got into it. Now there's this storyline where Chase Elliott can't do anything right and he keeps getting screwed and, you know, Kyle Busch is at the center of it. And I don't know. It's another thing to be interested in. And I don't think there's any harm in that. I always wondered that when sports come back, if you weren't a fan of something and it comes back, will you be a fan of that? Because I'm excited to watch German soccer today. There's a couple of games. I don't think a lot of people are excited to watch German soccer today. And that's fine.
Now, do you have money on the German soccer game, though?
Just a little scratch on FanDuel. I'm not too bad of a degenerate, but it's something, you know, it's something, and we're gradually working our way back. And I think there's more reason for optimism with some of these other sports, and it will be wild, man. When sports is like back, we go from now where you and I have just talked for NASCAR and German soccer for 3 minutes. We'll be talking about a golf major the same weekend as the MLB playoffs, the same weekend as week 7 in the NFL. So it's like, brace yourself, because these 2 months for sports fans have been terrible, but it's going to be very cool very quickly.
The last 2 weeks and maybe the next 2 weeks are going to be the telltale sign as to the way things are going to be shaped. And just in my opinion, because you've got a lot of states opening up, you've got a lot of areas that are getting congested. If you don't see massive spikes, do you think then that the Ryder Cup is going to go off with fans in Wisconsin? Do you think that the NFL is going to come back with fans? Do you think that suddenly Major League Baseball comes September, we'll say, do they go back with fans? I mean, does this, if we don't see the massive spikes, does this change everything?
The fan thing is hard for me to try to grasp my head around if we're going to see fans or not. I think we're going to see the sports return. I think that, you know, as we kind of reassess risk and what we can do, and, you know, the sports realize, I think if we didn't know already, we know now, and sports do realize just, you know, how important they are for community and how it brings people together. So I think they're going to, while doing it safely, they're really going to try to go full speed ahead. But as far as fans, man, I don't know. It's tough. I think that if you gave tickets, you know, throughout the town today and said, here's a free ticket, Miller Park tonight, game at 7 o'clock, I think you would get a lot of varying degrees of who would go. I think a lot of people would say, yeah, I'm absolutely going. I'm not worried. I think you get a lot of people that normally would go that maybe don't want to go right away. Would you fill it up? I don't know. But I do think that you have a fan base. You have enough people that would be willing to go, whether they think it's safe or not or don't care. You have enough people that would be willing to go. I think the issue for the sports leagues is, well, you know, what if we're responsible for another one of those spikes? What if everything's fine? This happened in Italy where they traced a ton of cases back to one soccer match. Because if it truly is this contact disease, well, what's more contact than being around a group of strangers for 3 to 4 hours? I don't know about the fan thing. I think that leagues will tend to play it safe, and I think they probably should, and maybe bring fans back next year gradually. The NFL, they say they're going on full speed ahead until they're told not to by medical professionals. But I don't think if you're the NFL, you know, do you want to be the first league that not only comes back with fans, but comes back with a full stadium? Do you want to watch all these other leagues have no fans and try to do everything right, and then you come back and pack 80,000 people in somewhere? I don't know if the NFL wants to take that PR hit. So I'm optimistic that sports returns. I don't see a way, unless, you know, things rapidly change, that we're going to get packed stadiums anytime soon.
The other question regarding the NFL, because I think I don't think we're going to get back to packed stadiums, but I think they run it 10%, 20%, something like that. Do you think they start allowing fans back in, say, September, if things aren't highly, highly contagious, we'll say?
I think that's a likely, you know, reasonable outcome. I don't know how you're going to have to space that weird. It's going to be weird when you go to the bathroom. Are you going to interact with someone there or in line? You know, the one thing you don't want is, all right, you get into the stadium and you got to sit here. You can't sit in this row. You can sit here. Everybody lining up is like right on top of each other. Like I see some of these bars that are open, and inside everything's great, but outside there's like a huge line and they're all on top of each other. I would think that's a likely outcome. I think it's can these sports, can they be presentable without fans? NASCAR certainly can. I think golf we saw can. And so it's up for these leagues too to, like, the match. They mic'd up the players. They were more interactive. Bringing that component is maybe something that we'll keep after all of this. But, you know, the NFL without fans is going to be very weird. I think if the NBA didn't have fans, I would like to see still like a state basketball tournament. If the Bucks are playing the Magic and the Raptors and Heat have to play later that night, have them, you know, watch the game, cheer or something.
Right.
I think that would be cool. But I think there needs to be some sort of background noise on the TV broadcast. The NFL, though, those stadiums are so big, and unless you go to like a high school field and play where 300 people looks like 3,000 people, I don't know. That's the tough one to imagine without people in the stands.
Talking with Bart Winkler, host of the Bart Winkler Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What is the likelihood, in your opinion, if I had to put a percentage? I believe the NFL is going to be back. I think that the NBA is going to figure out a way to finish their season. The NHL is now starting to move forward. I think baseball, as much as they want to come back, don't you think baseball is kind of, they got a couple of weeks to kind of get it together? If not, I don't know what to make of baseball. Baseball seems like the farthest away to me, doesn't it to you?
On the path we're on, I think everything does return. Baseball does seem like it's the farthest away because we're talking about the one thing that we're not in any of these other sports, and that's the money aspect. And it's public. You know, this stuff is going on. This negotiating is going on throughout the public. And, yeah, the players have already agreed to a prorated salary. I think that this option of maybe deferring some of the money so the owners don't take as huge of a risk as they're going to take is a good solution. The players still get paid, and the owners can kind of wait until more revenue comes in. But I think that if the owners are starved for revenue, sell advertising on jerseys, sell advertising on tarps, have more playoffs, make more TV money that way. People are certainly going to be thirsty for it. Put cardboard cutouts in the stands, or sell, you know, sell a video board or whatever. There's ways that they can try to inch back that money. It's just, it is kind of disheartening that all these other leagues are talking about safety and bubbles and quarantine, and in baseball, it seems like we always talk about money with them, and that seems to be the holdup. They know, though. The reason I still feel optimistic right now is they know. I feel like I'm watching a movie where there has to be the main climax, the main thing that needs to be resolved, but you know it's a movie, and they're not going to make the main character die. Everything's going to work out in the end.
Right.
I feel like that's where we are with baseball. We just have to go through this ugly period before we get to the actual hero living, which would be baseball coming back. But if there's any, I agree, Bill. This seems to be the most likely to not come back, because they're talking about the one thing that nobody else is, and that's the financial aspect of it.
Hey, before I let you go, when you talk about baseball and the financial aspect of it, when the players were upset and believed that they'd already taken a salary cut, and they said, hey, look, we're not going to do things regarding revenue sharing. It's, in essence, a salary cap. When you started to hear about all this trickling out, look, the players, it's tough for fans to empathize with players, because players make millions of dollars to play a game, especially when you've got people that are going overseas and not seeing their families for years and years, being in the military and making what they make and their lives being threatened versus playing a game and being paid millions of dollars. But when the owners tried to say, okay, well, wait a minute, let's do this, do you think that if baseball does not come back over the argument over money, do people look at the owners more so than they look at the players and say, this is where you faltered and failed us, rather than looking at the players going, you should just go back and play?
That would be my hope, because I think that too often we do turn on the players, and I still don't understand the psyche behind that. Like when Blake Snell comes out and says, you know, I don't want to play for $3 million. I want to play for $7 million. You know, maybe it's because I think the owners do a good job at like stepping back and letting the players be the ones to say stuff. And so when you hear a guy say that and you just lost your job or are on furlough, you're mad. But then who you end up siding with is the guy. There's a reason that Blake Snell gets paid $7 million, is because the owner makes millions of dollars off of his performance. In fact, these guys are worth billions of dollars. I just read an article on our great website, radio.com. There's only 5 owners that are like worth less than $1 billion. You've got some of these families that are worth $2, 3, 4 billion. Yet it seems like we always side with the owners for some reason. And I think the reason is because they do a better job in the PR move. These guys own 30 in baseball, 30 of some of the most sought after properties in all of the country. And we side with them because they kind of just take a step back and let the players be the outspoken ones. So they're better at the PR campaign. I think if no season happens, I will certainly blame the owners, because at the end of the day, I think that they're the ones that aren't allowing us to have the product. They'll make their money back in time. I think they'll lose less money in the long run, because how many people are going to say, well, this sucks, I don't want to come back again. So I would blame the owners, and I hope that other people see it that way too. But as I've learned in this job, even when you're right, Bill, you can't convince everybody.
Nope, absolutely. I completely understand that. Believe me, better than anybody, I think, at times. Bart, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk again soon.
See you, Unit.
See you, pal. There you go. Bart Winkler, host of the Bart Winkler Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. And just kind of catching up, getting a little opinion there. Nothing wrong with that. Good stuff. And if you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You can do it that way as well. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.